gun trash stunt cuz. Yeah, you know that's us. Where we only speak the real and the real rock with us. Where we motivate the people and politic on success. Oh no, we ain't DJ Khaled, but they swear we the best. Gun trash, uncut. Gun trash, uncut. Gun trash, uncut.
What's happening? It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 4, episode 41. I want to give a big shout out to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. It's your host, Zylo, aka DJ Juan Dollars, like I won some money. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredibly, incredibly magnificent special guest. You know, she's from the City of Angels, down here in LA, Los Angeles. You know, she's a South LA native. She's an entrepreneur and owner of April's Life in a Bottle. Honestly, my wife put me up on her drink about 5 months ago. I had me a Green Village drink and then I've been hooked. And I told my wife, we got to find her. And we got her from Simply Wholesome. And we had to find her and we got to interview her and set it up. And then, you know, it's been long overdue. And here we are today. Just to speak a little bit about it, she brings awareness and flavors, happiness and good vibes before it even hits a bottle. I'm talking 100% fresh cold pressed juice. They have a We Share and We Care. April's Life in a Bottle shares the greatness of nature's gift with each bottle. And after having carefully sourced the fresh ingredients, you know, it's definitely so much love and passion that's into one bottle that when you drink it, you feel the passion. You feel it hit your body. It cures you, makes you feel good. But the energy that's put into it is so transparent, it's solvent. And if you don't know who I have on the show by now, it's all good. We got the brilliant mind behind April's Life in a Bottle. We have April Sims, everybody. How are you?
I am fantastic, and thank you so much for that introduction. I am absolutely humbled by it. I'm overwhelmed, so thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to have you here in my space.
You know, I forgot to throw in there, she is a Howard University graduate. You know, she definitely let us know that she made her son go there. If you know, if you're going to get some free education, then you got to go to the school of choice that where mom went. And definitely that was an incredible story to tell off camera.
Absolutely.
Because it puts an emphasis that, you know, you're a dedicated mother. You got to give your flowers for that. But you also put values in areas so that people can continue to grow.
Absolutely.
And that's a blessing. That's the biggest thing for being a parent. You want your children to grow and blossom. But you got to give them every resource, every tool,
yep,
so that they can get that door closed and door open when it's time and when it's, you know, things need to transition.
Absolutely. And you know what, as a parent, I think my biggest duty was to make sure that both of my children had options.
Yes, I love that. So time's the most finite thing we have on this earth. So I got to tell you from the very beginning, from the viewers to me and the listeners, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for rocking with us and your time. Thank you. And also for being transparent and open for the interview.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. And time is really interesting. I'm 59. And earlier this year, time really affected me in a way that never had before. July 23rd, my sister cousin passed away before my very eyes. And as I watched the life leave her, my clock slapped me in the face. And that's why we're here right now.
Mm.
I decided to jump and do this full time.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I've been doing this for about 5 years, making juices in my home. And she and I had all these plans. We're gonna do all kinds of things together with the juices. But when she left and became part of the ancestral realm, I decided, nope, gotta do this right now. And I'm so happy that I did. And I'm enjoying every day.
You know, we were saying about it off camera, passion and purpose leads to what you do with your craft, what you do with your life. It makes you feel like you have a confirmation that's where you're supposed to go with yourself.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy that you embrace it. It doesn't matter what point that you see it and the light goes off, you take it and run with it.
Absolutely.
Because as you know, we say too short, said life is too short. And you know, it definitely speaks volumes in the world we live in. In the world we live in, some people don't live to see past 25. And so when you can see so much and have the ability to speak on it, you know, that is your blessing to not leave that with you. And, you know, to die empty, like, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff said, die empty, leave everything out for people to grab it.
I'm leaving it all. And from here on out, it is a sprint. I'm in a marathon, but I'm sprinting all the way to the end.
Yes.
Full out.
I love it. Marathon. Rest in peace, Nick.
Absolutely.
Speaking of time and speaking about how short time is, how do you use your 24 hours in a day?
Woo! Well, believe it or not, I'm usually down at the produce market between 3:30 and 4:30 in the mornings. One, two, three times a week, depending on the volume of sales and depending on whether or not the vendors have what I need. Most of the time they do, but sometimes they don't, so I've got to go back. The produce market opens like at 2 a.m. It's open from like 2 to 9. And so, yeah, I go down there. Like, so I get up about 3, 3:30, get down there, come here to the kitchen, juice pretty much all day. A lot of times I'll stop, take a walk around the neighborhood, go get something to eat, or if I don't bring something here, I generally try and have a salad or something healthy. And this is a food desert area and a food insecure area. So generally I have to bring something in or, you know, have it delivered. But I work about 12 to 14 hours a day. And it's a labor of love.
That's why you don't feel any minute of it.
Not at all. A lot of times I'll look up and I would have been in here working for 10 straight hours. I'm like, wow, you know, time just flies. I come in when it's dark and I leave when it's dark. which is kind of interesting. But one thing I must tell you is that I watched my father work 7 days a week, and he exited this world his 55th year. I'm not willing to work like that. And so I purposely do build in time to be off. I think on Sunday, my daughter and I walked for 8 miles.
Yes.
You know, we had a leisurely 8-mile walk, which was just absolutely wonderful. Walked through the park, walked through the neighborhoods, walked in the hood, walked all around. So tomorrow I'm gonna take a walk with a friend at noon. So I'll be here at 4 in the morning doing my juicing thing. But at noon, I'll be at the park walking.
Yes, that's right. Wow. You know, something that did catch me is that when the liquor is no longer for sale, the farmers markets are open. So get your cure there. By the way.
Absolutely.
And you can also catch April there.
Absolutely.
So I got a quote. Let me know how this quote relates to you. If it doesn't, I take quotes and pretty much try to go with one, the spirit of what I feel like relates to the moment. So mm-hmm. Let me know how it does, or if it doesn't, the ideas I want you to talk about.
All right.
It doesn't matter how strong your opinions are if you don't use your power for positive change. You are indeed part of the problem. Coretta Ooh. Scott King.
Ooh. Rest in peace, Mrs. Yes. King.
Yes.
Wow. That's true. That resonates with me greatly. We have to walk our path. I believe that everybody is a unique reflection of the One Most High, our Creator, whatever name we want to attribute to our Creator. And being that we are a unique emanation, everybody's journey is different. And collectively, we may have some things that we do agree on, and I may have some opinions that are stronger than yours and vice versa. But we must work towards a common goal, you know, to find the things that we can do in common and work together with those items and those things. I hold real strong opinions about a lot of things, as you can see by my shirt. I feel like I embody deep in my soul the spirit of Queen Mother Harriet. She is my ultimate shero, and every day of my life, I do my best to do works that she would be proud of.
I love it.
Whew.
speaking about the health world, because you know you have 25 years in the game where you go from Simply Wholesome to running your own brand. You know, how do you feel like this food industry caught you? Do you feel like you chose the game or the game chose you?
Oh, the game absolutely chose me. I was the consummate junk food junkie. I grew up on McDonald's, fast food, TV dinners, Swanson's TV dinners. I was a latchkey kid, even though my mom would beg to differ, but I really was. fast food, everything, candy, Coca-Cola. I was a cheeseburger, fry, and a Coke person. When my son was in third grade, my son turned to me after I picked him up from school and said, "Mom, can we not go to McDonald's anymore?" So my kids are the ones who got me on the more health-oriented tip in terms of eating. And then you can't be in a, you can't work in a health and wellness environment without having it rub off on you. I'm so grateful for my 24 years at Simply Wholesome. I was had the privilege, the unique privilege of being mentored by so many great healers, herbalists. I saw the work that they were able to do. I saw them be able to help people transform their lives. People that came in ill, and by changing their diet, changing their mental attitude, and taking vitamin and herbal supplements, being able to really become, you know, reclaim their health. And so that's why I believe that the health game chose me. I like helping people. My motto is we share and we care.
Right.
And I really embody that. And I got that from my dad. And so the juice thing is a natural progression, because I started juicing because a friend of mine confided in with me that they had cancer. And they are an herbalist. And they told me that they were going to work on their health challenge according to their beliefs, which was dietary changes and herbal supplements. I immediately went home and researched juices for cancer, because I thought about what could I do to help supplement what they were doing. And I remember my grandmother, my father's mother, made juice. She made fresh juice. And so the first juice I ever made was the miracle drink, ABC, apple beet carrot. That was for cancer. So I started sharing that drink with this person, and they got better. And they attributed it to everything they were doing, plus the juices. And then I started making the juices and putting out for samples for customers at Simply Wholesome. And people would say, "Hey, you know that drink you shared with me the day before yesterday? You got any more of that?" And that's when I knew I had something.
You know, something that you've been able to do real well is balance between fruits and vegetables, because some people will mix certain things and they don't know they cancel each other out. And you've been able to find a fine line of also adding in these chlorophyll or turmeric or ginger, just these different ingredients that really help your body fight through anything. They fight, you know, inflammatories, messing up on the camera. But, you know, it fights for your body and it does so many different things that I didn't register until I had to read more information about what's going on. Because at some point a light will go off on what do you need to do different.
Absolutely.
And you were able to embrace it and change it. You know, what was your confirmation that taking this path to April's Life in a Bottle is supposed to come to life? And I know you walk by faith and not by sight, and it led us here to this bottle.
Yes. Yes. The Vitality font created by Asha Jordan. It's a fabulous creative who happens to be my daughter.
Yes.
You know, brother, the truth of the matter is every single one of my juices, including the one that you and your wife like, your queen, the Village Green drink.
Yes. Yes. My wife loves you for this, by the way.
Absolutely. Every one of my juices were born out of a need to help my customers at Simply Wholesome. You can't listen to people complain about their health for 24 years without wanting to come up with solutions. So the Village Green drink is a blood purifier. It removes plaque out of the bloodstream. If anybody's on chemotherapy, it helps to remove the harmful residual of the chemo that goes through your veins. It helps with the plaque. It adds oxygen to the bloodstream. It detoxifies. It gives you energy and it gives you vitamin C. The other nice thing about the Village Green Drink for the Grown and Sexy is that it's an internal body deodorizer, so it makes your secretions taste good.
You hear that? You hear that? I just learned something. It's just not mangoes, you understand me?
So, in terms of the balance, just to answer your question, in terms of the balance, I really thought about high blood pressure or high cholesterol or, you know, poor bowel function. And then I started looking at ingredients that would go to help improve those things. But the juices are made for people like me where taste matters. I'm not one of those hardcore people that can eat dirt unless you tell me I'm going to die tomorrow unless I eat a pound of dirt. And if I'm going to die tomorrow, I can eat a pound of dirt right now, no problem.
I'm going to still want to mix it with some. Can I mix some flavorful in there? Can I put some juice in there? It just can't be so dry dirt.
Yeah, but, you know, there are a lot of people that could just do that, particularly like hardcore vegans and vegetarians. They can do it. But all of Bakeful's Life in the Bottle's drinks are designed to taste good.
Yes.
Yeah. So flavors. That's the balance. Yes. So
flavors.
Thank you.
I feel it's always somebody that, you know, invests the idea and then makes the dream a reality. You know, for me, it was my mother-in-law. Everything broke down. COVID hit. I had just got signed with Bobby D and Uncle Snoop's Army. I'm getting ready to interview, you know, the rappers and the comedians after the show or during the show. And then COVID hits. Everything shuts down. And then for me, who invested into my career was my mother-in-law. She bought me a laptop because my laptop crashed. And she pretty much said, hey, anything else you need, we're going to make it happen. Chair came in, desk came in, lights came in.
Beautiful.
And, you know, my vision came to fruition. And then I've been running a year now. And so my question to you is, who do we owe to thank you for investing into your dreams?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, my father, the late, great Larry Sims. May he rest in high, high peace in the land of the ancestors. My dad was a third generation entrepreneur. I'm a fourth generation entrepreneur. And my two grown offspring are fifth generation entrepreneurs. But in this earthly plane right now, my mother, Floyd Sims, is my rock, my investor. She is my financial backer. She's the reason why I'm in this space right now.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, thank you. And my mother also let me commandeer her kitchen for 4 years, making juices at 9 o'clock in the morning. And you know the noise of the juicers probably disturbed her, but she never complained.
She believed in the vision.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, a big thing is that your affirmation was that people are really getting healed. You were seeing the results.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, people do things that they think, you know, what's going to happen versus doing something to see the results, have a plan for that. And that's something that you were able to embrace, and then we've all been able to receive it. And many other people will be receiving it as well.
Yes.
The purchase millions. Orders.
Millions of people.
The purchase orders will definitely go up. It, you know, it's one of these things we'll see on Shark Tank, you know, honestly, just because of what the love, the passion, and what you represent that goes inside the bottle.
Thank you. I receive that. And I believe that when two or more stand in agreement, you know, it happens, and that the universe will definitely bend to make it happen. So thank you. And thank you for really receiving my offering in the way that it was intended, just naturally.
Absolutely.
You know, your wife just naturally grabbed the bottle. She started sharing it with you. You know, you didn't buy it because some advertisement that you, you know, was being bombarded with told you to go and grab this product off the shelf. You know,
grassroots and organic, you know, that is the greatest thing you can be a part of.
Yeah.
You know, anything you can do to help your local community, to help see something grow, that's a big thing. And then another thing, to enjoy the product. And that's, to keep it real, that is the hardest thing for people to do, is to, hey, I want to support something, but they can't enjoy the product. And it's because some people have ideas that are not all the way thought out. Some ideas are taken from other people and they're trying to finish. And, you know, no one's trying to be judged, but at the end of the day, your product is what represents you. And when we got to April's Life in a Bottle, it was like, we need to find April.
Well, I appreciate it. And I just wanted to also say that one of the missions of April's Life in a Bottle, in addition to helping our people and anybody, and particularly our people, because our people, in terms of our health, we're challenged. And now that COVID is upon us and we've had this pandemic, we're clearly seeing that we need to make some changes.
Yes.
And April's Life in a Bottle is, you know, a supplement to help with those changes. The other thing, though, our people, because of the whole mass incarceration situation, when our people come home, and I've seen it time and time again with personal family members, the frustration in terms of not being able to find viable, sustainable opportunities to work. So the goal of one of the missions of April's Life in the Bottle is to hire and train formerly incarcerated persons, providing a living wage, so when you come home, you don't have to revert to doing the things that got you caught up in the first place. The juices are designed to be sold in food deserts and food insecure areas, i.e. the hood, because in the hood, well, all we have is fast food joints, and we have processed unhealthy juices that claim to be juice on the shelves. And so my goal is to be, you know, in the corner liquor store, bodegas and markets. And when you go in and buy your orange juice for your gin and juice, you're gonna buy April's Life in a Bottle of orange juice. And she put Pookie down when he came home, or she put Ray Ray down when he came home. And now Ray Ray is taking care of his family, paying his child support, paying his restitution, helping out his mom, being a positive member of society. And I'm gonna do this all across the country. So the next phase will be Atlanta.
Yes, you know, personally, someone that I've been on probation, and when you get out and you have to find a job, that's one of the first questions that are on. Now it's been abolished on California law, right, where they can't ask you if you've been arrested, but they can still search it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you get a list of employers that are hiring people that are on probation and are hiring people on parole. And, you know, the list is small. So for
security,
you to embrace that, you know, that's a big turnover, because that's a second chance a lot of people walk in this life thinking they're not going to get.
Absolutely.
And if someone can embrace something like their health and understand the components of how to get your body right, get your mind right, you'll elevate from whatever you're going through.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I'm very proud that, you know, you're saying on the show. And I know it's on the website. But people have to hear that. They have to see that you have to turn the leaf at somewhere. You know, if you're the only person seeing it's a problem in the room and the room's still running, it's supposed to be your job to fix that problem.
Yep.
You know, if you can dismiss it as long as you want, but at some point it's going to go off like, man, I think I was supposed to do that because no one fixed it.
No, yeah, I fundamentally believe that, and I want to be part of the solution. Right? I want to be part of the solution. And there's no reason why things, the situation is just crazy, you know? It's just really crazy. And like I said, it has personally affected my family personally, and I've seen it. I'm doing something about it.
Manifesting prayers, you know, along with hard work and dedication, it will get you across the board of whatever you're trying to accomplish in life. You know, if you build it, a lot of people think that if you're on this side of it, if I do something bad, I'm going to have to sit down. A lot of people forget if you do something good, you'll be rewarded. You know, if this is the path you're on and you're providing, you will be rewarded, it will be received.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's a long journey, sometimes it's a short journey. Sometimes you have to keep on leveling up because the demand creates ways for you to be like, all right, I got to get a bigger space. I need to have more employees. I need to, you know, and that's a blessing. You know, what can you tell the viewers and the listeners about your journey of manifestation and prayers that have led you on your success route?
That is a great question. Thank you for asking that question. First of all, I want to say that even though the name of the business is April's Life in the Bottle, April's Life in the Bottle comprises of a lot of people. In terms of manifesting, I've had the support and encouragement of my community. Simply Wholesome the founders of the Wholesome Personal Healing, very, very supportive, very instrumental. That's the first place where I sold the juices. I had the best product placement in the world. And I've learned to accept assistance and encouragement from people that are willing to offer it. I used to be a lone shark. I could do everything by myself. But nothing great is accomplished by yourself. You need a team. You absolutely need a team. And the team has to have input. You know, can't be a dictatorship. The team has to have input. And in terms of manifesting, I've aligned myself with a lot of, most of my friends are creatives, and people that are creatives, they're all artists. I'm the shadow artist in the group. April's Life in a Bottle is finally my art, because my friends would always say, you know, April, find your own art. You support us, you support me, but find your own art. Like I told you, my daughter's an artist. And so my dreams are my art. But I think that people that are creative really have the ability to touch and go within and, you know, delve into another side of them, that spiritual realm. And I daily meditate in the morning before I get out of bed. I do my meditation and prayers. And I do different types of meditations. I don't do the same meditation, but I will do different ones. But the constant is meditation. I do my best to do meditation again before I go to sleep at night. But generally, I've been so tired, I'll just fall asleep with my laptop on my lap or the lights on or something, because I'm just exhausted from the day. But I also firmly believe in keeping a positive focus and a positive mindset, whether it's an affirmation, a positive affirmation, whether, you know, it's a positive thing where I will tell myself, no negative thoughts today. So when I start dwelling on something negative or start dwelling on something lack, I purposely stop and go the other way. One thing that my dad, you know, reinforced in our last conversation was, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Nice. And so when I'm in a mode where I'm going down a rabbit hole, I will remember that conversation and I will make myself mentally stop and look the other way. Stop and go the other way. Because the truth of the matter is, when you're worrying about things, you're not doing anything about it. And it's a waste of time, actually.
And energy.
Absolutely. But if you focus your energy, and I've learned this was created out of a dream, a thought. Right?
Manifestation.
Yeah, I manifested this. And I'm so excited because I tell you, the next door is Nevis. So I'm going to be in Nevis this time next year. When you guys come back to have a follow-up interview, our interview is going to be in Nevis.
Yes. No, I claim it with you.
Thank you.
What has been your most rewarding moment so far?
To see somebody drink my juice. It's so rewarding to walk into a store where my juices are sold, to go restock and have somebody grabbing the juices out of my hand or out of my bag before I can get it up on the shelf. One time I saw a woman in a cafe. She had one of my beet-based drinks, and I was so amazed. She shook the bottle up, took the top off, took a swig, put it down. When she swallows, she savored that swallow. I saw it. And that was just the most gratifying moment for me, because she was truly enjoying something that my hands put together.
And she was refreshed.
Yes. And that's why I do it.
You know, it's no secret what my favorite drink is. You know, it's the Green Village drink. And you know, as you continue to move on, I'm pretty sure there'll be other favorites of yours, but I'm going to hit you right now on the spot. What's your favorite April's Life in a Bottle drink?
Ooh, my goodness, my favorite drink. It's a pineapple, turmeric, lemon, ginger. And it sounds weird.
Sounds powerful.
It's a great drink. I'll have it tomorrow. It's a wonderful drink. That's my favorite drink. And it's my favorite drink probably because my cousin Keith asked me to make it for him. He gave me the ingredients and said, well, you make this combination. And so I had to tweak it to get it to a palatable balance. And it's my favorite drink.
You know, while we talking and shouting out Keith, so I got to make sure I shout out Keith because he's made sure that my show has had a palatable balance as well.
Thank you, Keith.
What's a few things that people have, and I'm going to use the word fucked up, about starting your own business?
Ooh. Poor planning. A poor estimate of the market. I jumped out and signed the lease here in December and COVID hit. Right? Now, that was something that was beyond my control. But when I tell you how that's been devastating, that's been really, really rough. But that was beyond my control. But one thing in terms of access to capital, access to a labor workforce, right. And then how you're going to train that workforce. So, you know, really trying to decide on what type of skill set you need, even though you have to train someone, I think is a real important thing that people need to think about. And also your product. You really have to make sure that there's a demand for your product. Like you talked about earlier, some people just copy someone else's business model and just think, okay, you know, he's selling hamburgers, I'm going to open up right next door to him selling hamburgers. Well, you know, I don't think that's a really good idea. You know, there really is a demand for your particular product. I think that people should really be honest with themselves about the demand for their product.
Just be honest with yourself, period. You'll fix a lot of problems in your life by recognizing what your flaws are, what you're not good at, and starting to put more focus on your strengths of what you're great at. And you can apply pressure that way. A lot of people get caught up on their flaws and think that if you iron out these flaws, life is gonna go right. And it's like, you gotta be true to yourself. Don't force something on yourself that one, you can't keep up with, or two, people can't receive you in that way.
Absolutely. Like, I'm terrible with the numbers. So I have a CFO. Hey, Brent. My cousin Brent is my CFO. And everything gets turned over to him as of Monday because I suck with the numbers and he is taking all that off my plate.
Shout out Brent.
Yes.
You know, to take something and to make it a food item, one, you have to be able to work your way around the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Two, you have to be comfortable with the product you're serving and how you handle it. You know, what are some of the things you have to go through just to press your juices?
Oh my gosh. It's a process and it takes hours. When I go downtown to the produce market, I look at the produce before I buy it. I don't just say I need four cases.
You hear that? She's inspecting every fruit as if she was a distributor getting her food items off the truck.
Absolutely. Yeah, I inspect it. I look at it. But I'm a relationship person, so I go to the same people, and now they know generally what I'm looking for. And they say, hey, I got it for you right here. So I look at the produce before I actually purchase it. When I bring it here into the kitchen, I have to wash it. So you pick through it to make sure, you know, anything that's bad before it goes into the sink, I discard that. I wash it for the things that are porous, like the grapefruits or the carrots, the beets. I scrub them in addition to letting them soak for 3 to 5 minutes in produce wash. I have a brush over there and I'll show you. I scrub them, each and every one. Ginger, turmeric, oh no. Carrots, they get scrubbed, soaked, rinsed, drained, chopped, and then they get pressed. Wow. Also for the bottles, I showed you my pallet of 5,000 bottles. Those bottles have been sanitized. Each bottle and the caps get sanitized. prior to use. No, wow. we keep it A100 in here.
Keep.
A lot of people get discouraged by their age. And even for me, like when I was in school, I graduated at 26, which is, in retrospect, it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, a lot of kids graduated at 22, 23. So when I was a little bit older, I was like, man, I need to hurry up. And then you see different examples of, you know, older people, like the KFC franchise, and how that was started by an older gentleman. Do you have any advice for people that are, like, you know, starting different ventures at a later stage?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm 59. I have no problem telling my age. And for a lot of my friends are retiring and thinking about retirement. And, you know, looking at me like I'm crazy, very supportive of me, but really would not want to be in the position that I'm in now, starting a business. For me, the truth of the matter is, and I've learned this from Tabidi Amoja, who was one of the herbalists that worked with me at Simply Wholesome, that I got a solid foundation from. As long as there's life in the body and breath in the body, there's nothing that you can't do. And no matter what age you are, if there's something that Spirit, God, the One Most High put upon your heart to do, it was put there for you, for a reason for you to do, and you should do it. I just figured out 5 years ago, this is what I'm willing to commit my all in, right? I've known I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had another business called Information Services Now for years, but Simply Wholesome was my single number one client for 24 years. So there's never, for me, it's never a too late a period of time. And you know, the truth is, just like when your children were learning how to walk, they would stumble and fall. They would get back up, steady themselves, and they would try again.
Right.
You know, I could always dust my knees off and keep on going.
That's right.
And so I would tell anybody out there, whatever it is you want to do, no matter how fantastical the idea may be, do it. And if it doesn't work, do something else. But if you really believe in it, keep going. Because the truth is, I believe that if what you're doing is good, if it brings good, provides good, there's no downside. Like, there's no downside to my juices. And right now, the only downside I really see is I'm using plastic bottles, and I need to go to glass bottles because glass is recyclable. However, again, my juices are made to be sold in food deserts and food insecure areas. I'm not trying to be a West Side distributor right now at all. So I don't want to have to sell a bottle for $10 in the hood, because if I put a $10 price tag on a glass bottle, the people that I want to have access to my product, I'm going to price them out of the market. And so right now, this is just the lesser of two evils, and it's a trade-off, right? It's a trade-off right now. So there is no downside. And so I know this will be a success, and I know that the dreams that I have are going to manifest. So whatever it is you want to do, do it. And if you can start at a young age, great. If you want to start at 60, great. 45, it doesn't matter. Because I really realize now, and I know this is cliche, but age really is a number. And I guess I can say this now at 59. I used to think it was bullshit before, but it really is. I mean, I don't feel decrepit. I don't feel like I'm ready to go into a nursing home or retire or sit in a rocking chair and, you know, knit sweaters for some unborn grandkids, right? Make cookies or something like that. I'm gonna be a jazzy fly grandmother anyway. But
that's right.
No, it's never too late.
I'm gonna put a pause on the health conversation. I got my two segments. My first segment's my awareness segment. You know, I feel knowledge is power, but when you use that knowledge, it's a superpower. And you know, in this segment, it's about dealing with the red and blue lights, that high beam hits the back of your neck, searching for everyone in the car, and then we hear the blurp sound, we're getting pulled over. And you know, when you got to use that superpower, there's no greater time than dealing with it when dealing with the police. I asked every guest of mine, when was the last time they were pulled over, so that we could raise awareness on what to do during that situation of interacting with them, so that we can get out of the situation as quickly as possible.
Wow, you know, brother, that is really, first of all, that's a damn shame that this has got to be part of the conversation. That's a shame. The other thing is, I've been pulled over recently. Leaving this kitchen. Wow. Leaving the kitchen, making a delivery to a friend, a sister friend who helped me out on something, and she loves a spicy ginger limeade. So I made her a gallon. And she lives like near Normandy, between like Dinker and Normandy off of Century. I was coming up Normandy after leaving her house. It was, 8 o'clock in the evening, it wasn't too late. And this was just a couple of months ago. I saw the lights. And it took me a minute to realize, oh, this is for me, right? I was really kind of shocked. So it took me a minute. So, by the time I pulled over, because it wasn't instantaneous, because I haven't done anything wrong. I'm not speeding. You ain't looking for me. None of that kind of stuff. The officer was a little irritated. Because he did pull over. I think I heard the horn, the sound. Pull over, something like that. And that's when I was like, oh shit, this is me. He was a little irritated and asked some question about, oh, let me stop. When I realized it was me, it flashed in my head, should I go for my license now in my registration? Because I keep my license right in my center console for that very reason, so I'm not fumbling around, but the registration's in the glove compartment, and it's a lot of stuff in the glove compartment. And so people get killed over something flashing in the glove compartment, right? That went through my head. I'm 59 years old, and I had that fear. And so while I pulled over, I did pull the license out because it was right there, put it in my hands, put it over in this hand, decided not to go for the registration, wasn't going to do that. And so by the time he came to the window was rolled down, had the license right there, put the other hand on the, I put my other hand on the steering wheel. So now my hands are clearly seen and had no music on. Thought about turning on my cell phone to do like a live or something, but couldn't figure all that out in that moment. But he was irritated and had attitude and asked me some question about why it took me so long to pull over. And I said, because I didn't do anything wrong. I couldn't possibly understand why I would be the person that you're flashing the lights on. And I said, what did I do? And he told me I was speeding. And normally I'd be that person that wants to do that back and forth. But in this day and age, that back and forth will get you killed. And so I apologized. And in my mind now, I was like, just give me the ticket. You got an attitude. I wasn't speeding. Just give me the fucking ticket and let's just call it a day, because, this is ridiculous. So I haven't had a ticket in years. I don't get tickets. I'm a rules follower. I'm not going to get caught up behind this kind of stuff, right? And now this potentially could be me. He ended up giving me a warning, and this is the first time I ever got a warning. Wow. I've never got a warning before. I've always got, if I got pulled over, I got a ticket, but I got a warning. I got to tell brothers and sisters out there, don't let that be the judge, jury, and executioner. You get pulled over, just comply. Just comply, because it's not worth it. And I am a sapphire. I will do the back and forth. I will tell you how wrong you are. I will tell you what my rights are. I'll get your badge number. I'll do all of that, but I'd rather do all of that in court with my attorney speaking for me. I'm not gonna allow them to kill me out there in these streets. That's not gonna happen. I would never give them that pleasure of doing it like that. So just comply.
Yes, yes. You know, thank you for being transparent as well as give your testimony, because that is where all the facts lie of what you have to do to get through that situation as smooth and as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to put a little transition into what we're talking about. It's still going to make you think, but it's going to be a little bit more lighter on the mind, lighter on the thoughts, but it's going to be fun. It's called Impulse Q&A. I want you to answer three questions. You don't like the question, it's all good. I'll fill another one in there. Still got to answer three questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. What is the funniest thing you've seen happen in the kitchen?
Oh my God, somebody slip and fall.
That is one funny thing to see in the kitchen, especially because they didn't have the real non-slip shoes, and if they would have got shoes for crew, you would have got paid. But we talked about that. We didn't want to get your shoes. I know what you're talking about. Question number two. What is one thing you love but you wish you hated?
Coca-Cola.
Mmm. Mmm. That red just sticks out to me too. It's like, come by me. Come mix me in something. I understand.
Captain Morgan's. Mmm.
Question number three. You got to give up one. Salt or sugar, and why?
Oh, salt. Easy. No brainer.
Why salt? Why salt over sugar so easy?
Because of the sodium rings that most of my aunts and uncles had growing up in their eyes. I know that ring because it's too much salt. Salt is such a so bad for our bodies. Leads to all kind of hypertension. I've seen it. I've lived it with my family members. And so salt, no problem with sugar. I could give it up. I don't use salt as it is. So,
you know, it's funny because I never understood the impact of salt until I was in New Orleans. And they were like, oh, if you wear black socks, you will see all the white salt, sodium coming out of your body into your socks. And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I got home that day and I was like, oh my gosh, my socks are almost white. They wasn't lying.
Yep.
So you flew through my Impulse Q&A. So, you know, I'm going to throw in this extra question because I feel you're a true deep down hustler. Hustle is in your bones and in your body. You know, if you had to be trapped in any country and you had to come back, third world country, what item are you selling to come back, and how long you think it'll take you?
Ooh. I'm going to sell whatever the needs are of the people around me.
Mm.
We'll find out what they need. And I'm going to sell them that. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not even going to sell them a tangible product. I'm going to sell them some information.
Mm.
So that's anywhere. You put me in any country, anywhere in the world, I'm going to sell them information.
I feel like you're not coming back. I feel like you're going to be there for a while, and then you'll be like, you know, that country over there is calling for me, so I'm going to go over there. And, you know, before we know it, everywhere has April's life more than in a bottle. It's where we live. That'd be crazy. Dope. So you have survived my awareness segment. You survived my Impulse Q&A. And as a reward, the floor is yours. You can promote, shout out whoever you want. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I just want to shout out you. I want to shout out your viewers, your platform, your sponsors. Honestly, I am so encouraged by the youth. And as an elder, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
We talked before about how you got started doing what you're doing, and Brother Keith as well. And I love the fact that you all are not living in these square boxes anymore. And the change that we really need in this country and in this world, I'm confident is really going to take place now, because first of all, people like me aren't doing what my grandparents did, right? That's not going to happen. And people like you all, it's not even a consideration. So the world has changed, and everybody needs to get with the program, because the change has already happened and the train left the station already.
Whew. Facts.
Yeah. So thank you, and continue to make us proud. live your lives, be good to each other. But one thing I must say, love yourselves. Because if you love yourself, we can love each other, and we can stop a lot of the intra bickering and hatred that we have going on amongst ourselves. I believe that love is the foundation for everything.
Yes.
And love will cure all. And I believe also that love is the strongest force.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say weapon. It is the strongest force. So let's love more.
Let that be the root to your issues of fixing them. Let love be the thing that cures it. You know, if you notice, my show is different. It's unique. They got segments over there. So I'm like, I got to have segments. But I don't do segments like them. And I'm like, how do I keep that same energy and close out? The viewers knows it's coming. I'm going to hit you with it. You got any questions for me?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. Did you learn anything today?
Absolutely.
What did you learn? A lot.
I learned that, number one, we're in a facility that there's only two facilities in the United States where you can rent out your own facility, have your own kitchen, and pretty much micromanage and distribute. That's phenomenal. Absolutely. Number two, I learned that I have a very young woman that is very powerful and young in mind. You know, ages ain't nothing but a number, but life is based upon experiences. And you have rejuvenated yourself so that your experiences will continue to grow. And that's something that a lot of people have to embrace in life. I also learned that it took a lot of power and a lot of energy effort from 4 a.m. to about 11 p.m. to get in one of these bottles. And, you know, you're so gracious in your heart because you want your product to be available for everybody. And by you making that available for everybody, that does step down a little bit on your profit margins, but it gets the pureness of what you want to everyone's heart and soul to continue to grow. And, you know, all the greats of what they've been trying to get accomplished, that is the root. And you're doing it organically, no pun intended. And, you know, we're all ready to embrace and continue to grow with you. I've learned a lot, as well as I know Keith did, and I know the viewers did. And, you know, we're very grateful for your time, and we're grateful for the education you bestowed upon us.
I appreciate it very much. And so anybody that is looking to learn more about April's Life in a Bottle, this will be my shameless plug. My website is www.aprilslifeinabottle.com. My Instagram is also at April's Life in a Bottle. And my Twitter, as well as Facebook. I'm happy to respond to questions about your health. I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. So if you have a product that you're interested in bringing to market, send me some email at info@aprilslifeinabottle.com. And I'm happy to give you some pointers as well. I believe in a world that works for everybody, and there's absolutely enough for us all. And I'm a resource person.
So for everyone watching, they want a bottle, where can they get it? And, you know, let them know.
So right now in Los Angeles, you can get it at Simply Wholesome on the corner of Slauson and Overhill. You can get it at Hot and Cool South, which is in Leimert Park. You can get it at Hot and Cool North, which is in Canoga Park. You can get it at Extra Market, which is on North Fairfax, down the street from Supreme. You can get it at New Earth Health Food Store in Compton on Compton Boulevard. You can get it at Black Bean Coffee Stand on the corner of 120th and Imperial Highway in Los Angeles in the Hood and Watts. And very soon, I'm looking at being at the 7-Eleven on Normandy and Imperial Highway as well.
So let that be known, Bay Area, 7-Elevens, you know, all other surrounding areas. You guys are on watch. It's time for you to get healthy, get your mind right, get April's Life in a Bottle. It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 4, episode 41. I want to give a big shout out to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I wouldn't be able to do incredibly dope stuff like, you know, interview April's Life in a Bottle, April Sims. And she let them diamonds drop, like, you know how when you real dehydrated, you need something real good to drink. She let that all them nutrients hit you in the face. It's just up to you if you want to drink it. And if you thought something was great on here, go ahead, hit rewind. And there's something enough for everybody on here. So go ahead, tune in. April Sims, thank you so much for being a great vessel in this life. and being just a shiny object so that people can grow and gravitate to you, because you're not going to hit them like a shiny object. You're going to hit them like a real gem would.
Okay. Hi, peace everyone. I'm April Sims from April's Life in a Bottle. These are my raw, cold pressed, unpasteurized juices. You're tuned in to Contrast Uncut. Shout out to Snoop Dogg and Bobby D. Thank you.
Yeah. This really remind me of some, hey. This really reminds me of some Tribe Called Quest. Hip hop really taught me to give it all I got left. Wu-Tang taught us how to beat the projects and tell my story over beats and it could be a project. Look, how it all begun, bum skibbity bum, yeah. Grew up on that Nas, on that L, on that pun. Old soul when I was young, crisscross, make them jump. Battle rap for respect, my nigga, this ain't what you want. Can I kick it when I'm rhyming? Be a legend through Ebonics, was a sticker boy. Felt like Sticky Fingers played at Onyx. Can I live track 8? Feel like Jigga 96. Without a reasonable doubt, the album turned me into this. Should we always had dreams of being money making mission? With our jewelry on, hit a jail pole, take a flick. Feel like Pac and keep your head up. Biggie shooting juice.